Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, press the other button. Press the other button. Press that button. Yeah, I was trying to troubleshoot on Monday morning. Well, we had a former Montana Congressman, Denny Reberg, here in studio. But, I was on vacation, so I wasn't thinking too clearly. But I'm like, just press that button. Try it out. That one should work. John Jackson in the house here with us on this Friday. Big thanks to Denny for filling in all week long. Tuesday, big thanks. Denny Reberg did our radiothon. We've been doing an annual Giving Tuesday now, radiothon for Warriors in Quiet Waters. So because we had the Giving Tuesday Warriors in Quiet Waters radiothon, we did not have the most unwoke hour of the week. So John Jackson is back with us here on this Freedom Friday. That's my explanation, John. But in reality, I just got back from vacation late last night. I want to continue to be on vacation, so I'm just going to make you do all the work for the show today. So thanks for being with us.
I'm in charge as of now here in the studio. I have taken command right here. We are going forward. It is going to be Alex Jones for the next 2 hours.
We should just switch side here. I'll take your coffee. You come sit on this side. I'll sit on that side, kick my feet up. And, but it's great to see you. Man, what should we talk about today? It's been a busy week of so much news. I was, staying in touch with the news a little bit while I was gone, checking Twitter every day, seeing what was going on. But the biggest thing to me is we have just got to continue to unite and rally around Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense and Kash Patel for FBI Director. That's what I mostly did while I was vacationing for the past few days when I had free time. I was just listening to both of their audiobooks, and Kash Patel's Government Gangsters book is incredible. They both not only identify what the problems are facing these institutions, but they both have plans for how to fix these institutions, which is exactly why the swamp doesn't want either of them in charge of anything.
Amazingly enough, it looks like Kash is golden.
I think so.
No opposition is coming out there for him. You don't hear any. But with Pete Hegseth, the mission right here in front of us right now is to stomp on one time these Senate rhinos that spent their last time, the Trump's last administration, sabotaging him and undermining him. And now they're out here. They're doing a little whisper campaign trying to bully Pete Hegseth. And we just have to, already you're seeing, 48 hours now out here on social media. And last night you saw Aunt B, who Aunt B is, that's Lindsey Graham, and then Joni Ernst. They are already doing a little bit of the backstroke. They're seeing that their obstructionism is not popular out there.
Well, I think Joni Ernst in particular is realizing, wait a minute, she might have kicked the hornet's nest here, because now MAGA World is now looking at her record and scrutinizing every one of her votes and, what about this in your past? What about that in your past?
Cheating on your husband there, yeah.
Well, I know that was an allegation, but it's like, that's all this is BS allegations against Pete Hegseth. Well, if we're in the business of just throwing out BS allegations, well, two can play at that game. I think they're starting to realize, maybe we should reread the memo that the American people sent us 1 month ago today.
Securing America.
Soon-to-be outgoing Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin addressed cadets at West Point Wednesday, nearly 50 years after he graduated from the military academy. The secretary offering advice and lessons for those now in training to become the next generation of U.S. military commanders, reminding them
this is where leadership happens,
and that they will continue to grow in ability and in character.
We take really good people and we make them even better.
Secretary Austin told the cadets they have to lead with guts and humility, and by example, saying,
"The most important thing that you must do as a leader is to take care of your people. Take care of them, and they will follow you anywhere."
Secretary Austin, a member of the West Point class of 1975. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Shocking story out of Great Falls, Montana, about a sex offender who was released into the community. The offender, convicted of raping a deaf and developmentally disabled 13-year-old girl, but was let out by the liberal Montana Supreme Court. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got that full story thanks to the Great Falls Police Department, who just sent out an alert to the community about the danger being presented. Full story, MontanaTalks.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, maybe they should reread the memo that the American people just sent them, what, 1 month ago? John, that's the line I was trying to think of earlier this morning, because I think that could be said not only for some of these squishy Republican senators in the United States Senate. Hey, reread the memo. The American people want somebody who is going to clean up and fix these agencies, the DOD, the DOJ, the FBI. They clearly, overwhelmingly, landslide elected Donald J. Trump. So why are you people standing in the way? And oh, by the way, the reason these Republican senators did so well, the reason you are going to be committee chairman now or subcommittee chairman instead of ranking members in the minority party is because of Donald J. Trump. That's why Ohio got across the finish line. I mean, I think it looks like we would have won Montana one way or the other. But look, Donald J. Trump is the reason you people are going to be committee chairman. And so, oh, now you want to use your perch to say, well, I don't know about this President Trump nominee over here. Reread the memo that the American people sent you. And I would say the same thing for the Montana legislature, some of these legislators as well.
We got into that that very thing on our spaces the other day. And see, that's what one thing everybody has to understand. These senators and your congressmen up there too, they don't give a rat's ass what you think, what the voters want, anything. They are up there, particularly these guys that have been up there for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. They are all about their little slice of the pie and making sure their little fiefdoms stay intact. That's what they're up there to do. So Joni Ernst and Aunt B, they think 2 years from now, 4 years from now, whatever their reelection is, this will all be forgotten. And they're already the incumbents, and they come in with all the money, and nobody's ever going to be able to challenge them. So screw you guys. I'm going to do what I want. But see, there are so many ways you can skin this cat right now. Trump can come at these people and just tell them this is hardball, folks. This ain't yesterday.
Well, and Trump doesn't – he can't run for re-election. He's not running for re-election. And he knows that he's got 2 years – at least maybe four, to turn this country around and to fix this country. So it's not time to be playing these games. This is not, and just be doing things the way you always used to do it, and sit there and think that these guys need to come kiss your ring over and over and again. And especially when people think that you are trying to get the job for yourself, so that's why you're undermining President Trump's nominee. But that whole point of they need to reread the memo that the American people just sent them 1 month ago, I would say the same thing for these newly elected or reelected Republican legislators as well. Is, okay, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, you know, maybe you knew the right thing to do was this, or you knew the right thing to do was that. Well, now you know why the people of Montana sent you to Helena, why the people of Montana sent Donald Trump and Tim Sheehy to Washington, D.C. And one of the big reasons is because of this radical transgender agenda. No men in women's bathrooms, no men in girls' locker rooms, no men taking away girls' sports opportunities. And yet look at these Republican, just a small number of Republican legislators that couldn't even vote the right way on the Rules Committee to say no men in the women's restrooms. And I get it. They'll say, well, this was just the lawmaker's private bathroom right off the House floor. It doesn't matter. No men in women's bathrooms. You could put locking doors on the men's room if a man wants to dress like a woman and use the men's room. But if other women don't want a man in the women's room, why are you allowing it? It's so crazy.
Well, the other weapon that President Trump has at his disposal is Elon Musk. And the rumor out there has been, going around here a week or so, is Elon has told people, anyone that stands in the way of President Trump's agenda, I will make sure and fund their primary opponent. And he had a sit-down meeting with John Thune yesterday, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, and that's where you say to him, all the niceties, of course, all the diplomacy, how you doing? Yeah, we're big buzz and everything. We need to get this agenda passed, Senator Thune, and anybody that stands in the way, we're going to take a very hard look at them next time. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Well, and it looks like Thune is doing his part to be supporting Trump and to keep things moving forward. As he promised, he said he would. The Daily Caller has a rundown. 7 GOP senators most likely to stand between Trump and his dream cabinet. Of course, you've got Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Lisa Murkowski has no excuse whatsoever. Anyway, let's see. Let's go into the phone lines. Jolene in Gallatin County, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi, Aaron. Good morning. Yeah, I don't know how much airtime, you've given this vote that's happened already. It's too early in the morning. Isn't meeting yet, but we're already having a problem here with this, can the guys go in the girls' bathrooms? And I want to thank those in the House of Representatives that voted to protect women. And I just want to read their names. That was Steve Fitzpatrick, Jerry Schillinger, Larry Brewster, Ed Buttrey, Paul Fielder, Jed Hinkle, Ron Marshall, Tom Millett, Braxton Mitchell, and Amy Regeer. Those are the Republicans in the House that think that protecting women should be a priority. Now, the concern and why this measure failed, I'm going to give three names. And it's really a challenge to those parts of Montana to find better people to go and represent them in Helena. If you don't get this issue right, how do you handle the more complex issues that we're facing?
Good question. Hold it right there. Hold that thought. Jolene, we'll come back to you right after this hard break. Stand by.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Those words from boxer Mike Tyson ring true as you examine the budget priorities of our leaders these days. That's always been the case, but these days the potential punches seem to be coming from all around. The plan, as expressed in spending and budgets, is clearly to prioritize social spending. Entitlement spending continues on autopilot, consuming more than half of the budget. Big new programs addressing infrastructure, green energy, not to mention cancellation of college student debt. but getting hit in the mouth might change all that. Chinese ships are encircling Taiwan. Houthi rebels have shut down the Suez Canal. And Russian poison gas is being used next door to NATO in Europe. Does our defense budget acknowledge that? Another punch might come from the international capital markets should they suddenly turn sour on financing the trillions of new debt our Treasury sells to the world to pay for the things the taxpayers won't shell out for. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. Research into the life and death of one of the world's rarest species of whales could lead to scientific discoveries to benefit human life. Scientists and culture experts at New Zealand's Department of Conservation set to examine a spade-toothed whale. It washed up on a New Zealand beach in July. Next to nothing is known about the rare species. It's never been seen alive at sea. Joy Reidenberg is with the Mount Sinai Icon School of Medicine.
This animal is probably about as extreme as you can get. And what we are interested in is not only how these animals died, but how they lived. And in discovering how they lived, we are hoping to find discoveries that we can apply back to the human condition. Because there are some diseases that mimic these extreme environments. And if we can see how these whales survive in places we cannot, we might be able to treat some of those diseases.
Only 7 of this kind of whale have ever been spotted, and all were dead. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go back to Jolene in Gallatin County. First off, Jolene, I'm glad you started on the positive front. You recognize the lawmakers that you believe voted the right way, that we believe voted the right way on this whole issue. Let me share some of the headlines for those of you who aren't tracking it. I'm just back after getting to enjoy a few days off. The Hill, which is a Washington, D.C. publication, had this headline: Montana lawmakers vote down transgender bathroom rule. Now, let me be clear. They didn't vote down a transgender bathroom rule that applies to the entire Capitol, nor to the entire state of Montana. So what they did was that apparently on both the Senate side and the House side of the Montana Capitol, there are kind of lawmaker-only bathrooms that are right off the floor. And they, of course, men and women's. And so when Zephyr first got elected to the legislature, part of the deal, they were trying to be accommodating, but at the same time not bending at the knee either. So what they did is they said, okay, we'll allow you to use this restroom, but we're going to put locks on the doors so that other women, you know, so that you're not barging in there when other women are in that restroom, right? And then now the message is loud and clear. The people of Montana sent the memo a month ago. The people across America sent the memo a month ago. No freaking men in women's restrooms. No freaking men taking away girls' sports opportunities. Boom. Loud and clear. But apparently some of these Republican lawmakers didn't get the memo. Jolene, hold on for a second. So, John, you and I were almost going to talk about this during the break. And I said, let's save it for over the air. So in their defense, I saw Jeff Essman, a former Senate Majority Leader in Yellowstone County. He got on and said, hey, don't make this an issue. You know, I'd have to quote his exact tweet. But basically, he was trying to make the point that some of these lawmakers were saying, look, let's not make this an issue. Let's not give Zoe Zephyr any more attention than he's already getting. And my response to that is, no, let Zoe Zephyr be the face of the Democrat Party. Let the liberal left give as much money as they want to Zoe Zephyr, because the more attention and the more money that they give to Zoe Zephyr, the more they're harming themselves and the more they help the conservative movement.
That is the tendency of Republicans. You see it every time. I've been watching this for 30 years. We endure all this bullying and harassment and horrendous behavior, horrendous treatment. at the hands of these communist Democrats. Then when we finally take the reins, when we finally get in charge, then we want to play, let's turn the other cheek. No. Absolutely not. And I think you heard Greg Frank say it a couple of weeks ago. Now is the time to crush these people into oblivion. This is an MMA fight, folks. You just hit them with a solid right, and they are rummy down on the floor. Okay, what are you going to do? Let them lay there until they recover and get up? No, we are going to pounce on them, wrap around the rear naked choke, and we're holding it until the referee pulls us off.
Well, it's about accountability for one, and two, it's also about just these are common sense policies, and also these movements that are a threat to kids and are a threat to the future of this country. We don't play nice with them. This is about the future of our country right now. That is what is at stake. Back to Jolene in Gallatin County. Jolene, thanks for your patience there. But you wanted to, you said you had a message in particular for the handful of Republican legislators that did not vote to keep men out of the lawmakers' women's restrooms. What was your message?
Well, I just wanted to challenge those communities to find candidates to send to Helena that actually will protect women. And that challenge goes out to Red Lodge. Red Lodge, let's find somebody besides Brad Barker who values women. Hamilton, let's find somebody besides David Beatty who values women. And Kalispell, let's find somebody besides Courtney Sprunger to represent women's rights and protect us.
I got a message from the Disney family, let's see, Jolene, thanks for the call. And this was the message from the Disney family in Libby, Montana. They said, our newly elected District 2 Representative Tom Millett spoke about this at the weekly Republican Club meeting. This was yesterday. Disgusting stuff. What a sellout by GOP members. So in the Senate, Senator Wendy McCamey out of Great Falls joining all six Democrats to vote no. However, it failed 10 to 12 on the House side with Representatives Beatty, Barker and Courtney Sprunger at a Kalispell joining the committee's nine Democrats to vote no. Sad stuff and another black eye for Montana. Of course, John, the real concern here is, OK, the lawmakers' restrooms. We feel bad for the female Montana lawmakers that now have to put up with men going into their bathrooms. But the real concern is, what does this mean for the regular legislative session? Are these people going to cave on other important things that affects all of us and all of our kids and women's sports and women's safe spaces, et cetera? That's the real question and the real concern, too.
Absolutely. You're reading my mind. And these people that side with Democrats, let me ask you something, Aaron. You know, give it, you know, state legislature, federal Congress, how many times do you see Democrats come over and join Republicans on any issue? I mean, almost never. Okay, that's why they win these important fights. And we cannot have these people in our own tent collaborating with the enemy. And that's who they are. They have shown us for how long is it now? 20 years. They are not only our enemy, they are the enemy of the American people and of the United States. And if you are voting with them on any issue, you are collaborating with the enemy.
So, yeah, I pulled up the tweet from Jeff Essman here. He says, why take a step that would create a platform for another grift of another $100,000? Because remember, Zoe Zephyr used the transurrection attack on our Montana Capitol last session to raise $100,000. Anyway, why take a step that would create a platform for another grift of another $100,000? But I expect one or more individuals wishing to build name ID for future statewide races will rise on the floor in an attempt to amend joint rules. Anyway, and then my response was, let the left waste their money by giving it to Zephyr and letting Zephyr be the face of the Democrat Party. The American and Montana people spoke loud and clear. They don't want men in women's safe spaces. And then he had a good question back, which was, so a locked door does not provide a safe space? And I said, he can't lock a door in the men's room. So, because Zoe Zephyr deserves a safe space too, right? Everybody, you know. So if So, yeah, put locks on the men's room doors and stalls then. Go for it.
Does anybody out there believe that these LGBTQ tranny lunatics are just some reasonable people that just, oh gosh, want to use a restroom here? This is about an entire agenda of theirs, and you give them nothing ever.
All right, let's go back into the phone lines here. Clint in Bozeman, listening to 1450 KMMS. Clint, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to know how your trip was to start with.
Well, it was good. It was great to have some time off and get a mental... It was nice to not have to talk for extended periods of time and just listen to an audio book. No, it was great, but it's fun to be back and taking phone calls and more.
Well, what I wanted to say this morning, well, I hope you had a good time. That's the main thing, if you enjoyed yourself. But what I wanted to say this morning is this. Robert Kennedy, Mr. Trump chose him to do various different things in the health department, and I think he's going to do a good job. But I, getting back to the, and what he's doing, is the various different preservatives and everything are put into our food nowadays. You don't know what the hell you're eating, you know, especially in your cereals, like Kennedy said. There's so many different things. And I do think, my personal self, that there's a lot of stuff that's in these cereals and various different other products that we raise here that causes people to become gay. I think it changes their body some way. I don't know. I'm an old man and 90 years old, but I've watched a lot of things happen in my life. And the more I see what these big corporations are doing with our cereals and our grains and you know, and the GMOs that you have, I'm not surprised that we have the people that, and the young folks that are turning gay, and I really feel bad for them.
I think it's more of a social contagion than it is something that's necessarily being put in the food or the water. Although, John, I have read that soy products increase estrogen or something. So I could joke around and, you know, spike your coffee next week with some soy, and all of a sudden you start, you know, walking around a little heftier up top.
You know? It's that high fructose corn syrup, honey. That's what's going to turn you gay every single day of the week. You got to stay away from that.
The sugar beet growers are going to have your head for that comment. I tell you what, you know. Yeah, maybe it's something in the hay with the horses or something.
Hey!
I told you, it's the most unwoke hour, 2 hours of the week here. So, you know, Jimmy Fallon is going to have a comedy show coming up here on the Fox Nation app. No rules, no nothing. It's going to be comedy just like they used to have comedy back when you could say stuff without people getting offended over every little thing all the time.
Listen, Ricky Bobby, the room is spinning. It must be all the gayness.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see, the soy products. Now I've got to talk about Billings' last diet. If you're getting a little heftier up top and you need to trim down some of that weight, you need to pare some of it off, let me tell you what, Billings' last diet, billingslastdiet.com. We've got a listener right now who in the first less than 2 months has already lost 50 pounds thanks to Billings' last diet. And he's doing it remotely through their remote option so they can help people all across Montana.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here on this Freedom Friday. John, before I get to our next caller here, we got a couple callers on the phone lines. What are some things that you scribbled down to talk about here? I mean, I know you scribbled some great notes about these cabinet nominees and just the phoniness of some of these squishy Republicans. It's like these Democrats will just fall in lockstep completely in big numbers. They voted for and voted in some of the most incompetent cabinet secretaries in American history. I was thinking about this while I was sitting there on vacation. I was sitting there thinking, I was like, man, if we have a team of Avengers but it's like the biggest morons possible. Like, instead of like the team of Avengers, where it's like all these superheroes with different super capabilities and everything, you pick the dumbest people imaginable and you now put them on the same team. That's what this Biden administration has been. It has been the team of Avengers of the dumbest people imaginable, the most incompetent people ever, running this country. And look at what's happened all over the world.
Just now, you're talking, this is, you know, 15 minutes ago. Now, TheHill.com is putting out that upwards of 8 GOP senators to vote against Pete Hegseth's confirmation. Republicans view nomination as likely doomed, okay? And this is the same little shadow whisper campaign they did against Matt Gaetz. And what they want to have, what they want to do is be anonymous and throw this out there and get the guy to withdraw or get Trump to withdraw him so that they never actually have to go on the record and face the wrath of the voters that they voted against this guy. And this should not be allowed to stand this time. Trump needs to stand tall. Hegseth, stand tall. Go to the confirmation hearing. And all you rhinos out there, Joni Ernst and Aunt B and all these people, you want to vote against him, you do it on the record. And you, what you were talking about a minute ago, Aaron, here, Lloyd Austin, okay, Darth Vader, you know, the Secretary of DOD
with
now.
The COVID mask and then the welding face mask over the top of that. What an embarrassment on the national stage.
This racist clown was voted in 93-2, okay? Mayor Booty Fudge voted in 86-13. The mayor, the failed mayor of Indiana, who had zero experience in any kind of transportation, voted in 86-13. Tony Blinken voted in 78-22. Okay, and we can't even get our people in when we control the Republican Senate.
And they knew Blinken was a failure because even John McCain dressed down Anthony Blinken when he was nominated under Obama to be in a far less of a position at the State Department. He got totally dressed down by John McCain because he was such a train wreck and such a failure. And Biden said, oh, no, let's make him the actual Secretary of State. A listener in Hamilton just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Rush Limbaugh said it best, never compromise with Democrats. Why? Because compromise to a Democrat is you do what we want. It's never the other way around. I've said this before, too, on this show, is that compromise is what has put us in this compromising position. This is why our country is in such a compromising position, because the compromise is always towards their deal. They always get the better end of the bargain. The American people never get the better end of the compromise. We get put in the compromising position every single time. Let's go to Jeff in Polson next up on the phone lines. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Regarding Pete Hegseth, have you ever read the essay Sheep, Wolves, and Sheepdogs by Lieutenant Colonel retired Dave Grossman?
It's been a while. I think John's seen it before as well. Yeah.
Yeah. If I could just a couple of sentences from it, because he talks about a Vietnam veteran, no retired colonel, who told this to him. He said, most of the people in our society are sheep. They are kind, gentle, productive creatures who can only hurt one another by accident. He said, and then there are the wolves, and wolves feed on the sheep without mercy. And then he said, and then there are sheepdogs, and I'm a sheepdog. I live to protect the flock and confront the wolf. And that's the thing about sheepdogs is to the sheep, they scare the sheep because they look a lot like wolves. They have fangs and everything. But while there's a little bit of the wolf in the sheepdog, there's none of the sheepdog in the wolves. And what you see around in the Hegseth confirmation is either sheep or wolves. You don't see the sheepdogs opposing them. You see the sheep and go, oh, he just looks too scary. Or you have the wolves who are all out for themselves, and he's going to affect the gravy train that they have right now. And so they're out to take him down. So I'm behind the sheepdog. I'm always behind the sheepdog. You know, by my service, Aaron. I know about you.
That's why so many veterans end up becoming those sheepdogs. It's no coincidence, Daniel Penny, a Marine Corps veteran, the people in New York City were desperate for a sheepdog to protect them from the wolves that were preying on them in the subways in New York City. Daniel Penny is that sheepdog. And yet, isn't it also interesting, when you use this wolves versus sheep analogy, that we've seen it literally here in Montana and then figuratively in like the Daniel Penny trial and so much more, to where even the liberal media will, by and large, they will cover for the wolves and then ignore the slaughter of the lambs. Or downplay the slaughter of the lambs. I mean, you'll see it literally here when you look at the livestock industry and farmers and ranchers. If wolves came in and slaughtered a bunch of lambs, the media won't show you those pictures of those slaughtered lambs because it's too graphic, John. We can't show you. That's not why they aren't showing you the pictures. They aren't showing you the pictures because they are protecting the wolves and they don't care about the slaughter of the lambs. Why do you think they downplayed and barely even covered the Laken Riley murder trial, but yet the illegal aliens get all sorts of sympathetic coverage from the liberal media because they downplay the slaughter of the lambs while they protect the wolves across the board.
I'll give you another wolf analogy. These are some of the most smartest, most vicious critters out in the wild. But all you have to do is trap or shoot a couple of them in your area and poof, like Kaiser Sose, they are gone and they do not come back. You set the example out there, and that's how smart they are. They know not to come back. Now, my area over there where I have my cabin, ever since trapping and hunting came back, poof, bro. I mean, they're gone.
Yeah, they're very elusive, but yet they're still multiplying in big numbers because that's how they roll. It was interesting. We were talking about that off air, I think, last time you were in, and you were saying how when your outdoor game camera clicks, the wolves will hear the click and know that there's something off.
Yep.
And then they don't come back after that. That's how smart and elusive these creatures are.
I go out on my deck one night. This is like 3 or 4 years ago. And there's an entire pack of them howling right down in the valley. Not even 150, 200 yards from me. And, man, you stand there in the pitch black and listen to that wolf howl, man. I mean, there's something about that. There's an ancestral creepiness that you know they're telling you, we own the night. Get back in the house, human.
An ancestral creepiness. It sounds like, are you talking about the Biden crime family here? What the heck? Oh, man. Let's go to Goose in Anaconda. Next up, Goose, what's going on?
Oh, not a lot of. I think we really start gonna get into a deeper dive on, big pharma and big sugar and the ADLU and AIPAC. Because there's who our biggest funders are and our biggest donors to our congressmen. Once you dig deeper into those people and you realize who's controlling BlackRock and Vanguard, that you'll have your answer. But to coattail on that other gentleman a few callers ago about the poison stuff in our food and our water. That ingredient is called atrazine. It's been in our water for about 40 years, and it has proven to turn people more feminine. But the most existential threat, and I know you don't believe me and you're going to cut me off, but I've done 25 years of research and you can see it almost every day, is the silver iodide, the aluminum and the mercury that they're spraying in our skies every day. And that's causing major amounts of dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer's up 1,700%. You look into what aluminum and mercury does to the human brain, and you'll kind of have your answer as to why so many people are so stupid and docile and complacent.
Well, first off, we're both going to get cut off here in just a second because we have a hard break. So, yeah, unfortunately, you know, the hard break gets us all at some point. But, John, that's why I think it's going to be really interesting to see RFK. I think that's why we need somebody like RFK Jr. in that HHS spot. And I like how President Trump said, we're going to let him run wild for a little while, and then we're going to rein him in because he gets a little crazy. I think there's questions that need to be raised. I think he's on to some things, but I think there's also some stuff where it's going to be like, okay, So, but I think that's why, you know, Trump's putting him in there.
Look at the rise in cancers since 2020 and 2021, and there you will have your answer right there.
And the heart problems after the forced COVID shot, yep, and so much more. All right, quick break. They're cutting us off.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Why won't Europe allow the importation of American food? Now think about that. It's pretty profound, isn't it? Because they don't like the chemicals. They don't like the coloring. They don't like the preservatives. They don't like the hormones that are used to grow our food, be it vegetables, fruits, whatever, and our meat. Why do people in Japan live 10 years longer than the average American? Could there be a connection between the food that we eat and can we improve the health of Americans, or at least give them the choice to improve it with knowledge? Again, as long as it's all, the choice will be yours. You can get the cheaper version and the hormones and the chemicals, or you can pay for a better quality.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Luckbox Sports Cards.
Shocking story out of Great Falls, Montana, about a sex offender who was released into the community. The offender, convicted of raping a deaf and developmentally disabled 13-year-old girl, but was let out by the liberal Montana Supreme Court. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got that full story, thanks to the Great Falls Police Department, who just sent out an alert to the community about
when a magic comes to life.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, a lot of things that have been taking place in the news over the last week or so. One of the things I know I wanted to get to was this Tennessee case that reached the Supreme Court this week. Speaking of the radical transgender agenda, the Democrats want to chop body parts off of kids, and the liberal media is still cheerleading that effort. It looks like the United States Supreme Court is going to be poised to support the Tennessee law that says, no, you're not going to chop body parts off of kids. You're not going to conduct genital mutilation of kids. And by the way, Montana's Governor Greg Gianforte, he did file a brief in support of that Tennessee law, because we have a law here in Montana that protects kids from these life-altering, irreversible procedures as well. The initial readout was that it looks like the Supreme Court is poised to support Tennessee and protect kids, which is just the common sense thing, right? Back into the phone lines we go. We got Jim in Great Falls. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, I like your analogy of the wolf and the sheep, but you forgot the goat.
Judas the goat that kill plants. They have a goat that leads the sheep quietly to the slaughter, and a goat weaselly goes back around and leads them in. So you need to identify who that goat is also. And then maybe I'd say let's go two for two and ask for Hegseth to step down and take one for the team. But I think he is taking one for the team. The carrot on the stick for the liberal media, be focused on him while they don't have time to get into somebody else's life. But again, there's too many other good people out there. And for him to stay up there, and I'm sure it's a half-truth from the media, I'm going to quit drinking if I get elected. Well, quit drinking now. So, again, who knows what all the stuff is, especially the way they did Matt Gaetz's deal. And real quick on your transgender, as Bill Maher said, if you vote for your family member votes for Trump, it's like transgender. You can't just cut off a member.
What I think is so interesting is about what's the phrase they always use, John, when it comes to presidential races? Well, who's the candidate that you'd be most likely to want to drink a beer with? And then now they're like, well, Pete Hegseth had alcohol on his breath when he showed up at Fox and Friends. Meanwhile, no, he didn't. He did not show up to work with alcohol on his breath. Now, he admitted that, yeah, in the past, he's had issues with alcohol like a lot of returning soldiers have had, right? But he's overcome that. It's a story of redemption. But this whole idea that he showed up to work with alcohol on his breath is a lie. It was completely manufactured. But it's also, it's like, yeah, who would you like to have a beer with? But now they're saying, oh, how dare he have a beer?
It's all of it. All of it, Adam Bullshit, and we all know that. You know why they're coming up against Pete Hegseth? Because the DOD is their honey hole. That's where they hide the trillions of dollars, and all of it gets kicked out to their buddies in the military-industrial complex, and then kicked right back to them, kicked over to Ukraine, and kicked right back to them. It is the great – there is no other place in the government where they have greater waste, fraud, and abuse than in the DOD. Aaron, you know this for a fact. So do I. We lived right in the middle of it.
I remember having to fight some things where it's like, why are you trying to bring that here when we can already do it for less cost, less resources? Somebody needed their big promotion, I guess. Let's go to Dan in Red Lodge. Dan, what's going on? We're short on time. We got about 30 seconds to go, unfortunately.
Yeah, Aaron, I just wanted to touch bases with you guys, calling from Carbon County regarding our Representative Barker. We tried to get rid of him the last election year. We had a great candidate, Mary Horman. The Republicans thoroughly supported her, but unfortunately we had some dark money come in like everywhere else in the state. They spent thousands of dollars on Barker's campaign. Then our open primaries don't help. All the Democrats in the area all voted for Barker because they knew he was the weak one. And as soon as the primary was over, Barker won against Mary Horman, which was a wonderful candidate. They all put their John Tesla signs in the yard. So,
wow. Hey, thanks for the call. Sorry we're short on time, but hey, you can call back in the 9 o'clock hour if you want.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Those words from boxer Mike Tyson ring true as you examine the budget priorities of our leaders these days. That's always been the case, but these days the potential punches seem to be coming from all around. The plan, as expressed in spending and budgets, is clearly to prioritize social spending. Entitlement spending continues on autopilot, consuming more than half of the budget. Big new programs addressing infrastructure, green energy, not to mention cancellation of college student debt. But getting hit in the mouth might change all that. Chinese ships are encircling Taiwan. Houthi rebels have shut down the Suez Canal. And Russian poison gas is being used next door to NATO in Europe. Does our defense budget acknowledge that? Another punch might come from the international capital markets should they suddenly turn sour on financing the trillions of new debt our Treasury sells to the world to pay for the things the taxpayers won't shell out for. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.